Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, a Republican, on this weekend show, getting us up to speed on activities at the state capitol in Sacramento and legislation that he is pushing for. Continuing on the conversation, Assemblyman Bigelow, what are some of the other bills that you're looking at this session?
Well, I believe I've only authored 8 bills this year, so a couple of them I think that are going to be of interest to some of the folks, and that's those folks who have not gotten health care. Everyone is required to have health care insurance, and if you don't have it, you got to pay a penalty. Well, I've authored a bill, AB 2564, and this bill would waive the penalties for those folks who enroll in a health care for at least 6 consecutive months. If they people that have been doing without will go down and get some health care insurance, this would help them. You can get that under Cover California. You can get that under some other businesses. But you would get penalized, so I thought that's kind of unfair. Let's encourage people to get the insurance. So we're hoping. We seem to see a lot of members who are already looking at that calling says, hey, thanks, Frank, for authoring the bill. We want to help support that bill. So hopefully that bill will make it through, and we'll see some positive from that. And that can work for a family of 4, you know, because if you look at a family of 4, 2 adults, and then you've got kids. Now there's different levels. There's like a $800 penalty per adult and $400. This could be a huge impact to somebody's bottom line. So that's why they're apprehensive of even stepping forward. But this bill would help them be able to make that choice and step forward and cover it. Another bill that I've been working on, and it's one that I came across just because, as I have and many members have multiple counties. You have to file in all these different counties. All the different counties have different ways of filling out forms. They have different fee structures. They have a host of things that you have to do. And you have to go to each county and figure that out. What I'm doing is authoring a bill that would have the Secretary of State work with the counties to streamline and make a simple form for filing if you want to run, that it works universally in each of the counties. And it doesn't matter. All 58 counties would be the same then and structured in a more streamlined manner. So those are just some of the front and center type of bills that I've taken on this year, as well as co-authoring a plethora of bills with other members to see if we can help get things done. Sometimes it's easier to spread the wealth and let others take on the work, and with Republicans like you mentioned having sometimes a difficult time getting things moved through the system, it's better to just tone it down, focus, and help others, and only take so much on yourself.
You know, a few weeks ago on Motherload Views, we had Senator Borges on, and he was really advocating strongly to use some of the surplus for water projects. I'm curious your thoughts on the surplus and where you feel a lot of that money should go.
Well, certainly, as you remember, in 2014, a water bond was passed for the state. That bond was an $8 billion bond, and to this date, there's a particular chapter, Chapter 8, where there's a $2.5 billion, actually it's $2.7 billion, that is parked and set aside for the construction and paperwork and all of that that needs to be done, studies, to build a new dam. We've never authorized those monies to be spent or utilized. There's a lot of talk that's given to the subject of building a new dam or doing some water storage, but it's really a no-go. In fact, if you take a look, what they're doing currently right now is wanting to come up with this new plan. It's a 30-30 plan where you preserve more land, take more land out of production, take it off the tax rolls, if you will. And they're wanting to take more land out of production that's already producing crops that are feeding the people, not only here in the state, throughout America, and in many cases around the world. $60 billion could be over $100 billion by June 15th in excess revenues. I think we could focus that money into something that is greatly needed, and that's additional water storage. We have a growing number of people. We have a state that hasn't seen a new project built since 1972. We have over, and back then it was a little under 20 million people living in the state. Now we're over 40 million and growing. Yeah, we need more water. We need more capacity to move the water. So there's a host of opportunities for us to make ourselves more sustainable. But I think something for the people to recognize, and they need to be aware with certain facts, and that's we're going to face a food shortage here very eminently. And that is going to come from the fact that in Ukraine, they're the third, arguably, the third largest world producer of grains. Without that, America's going to be short grain. That means less bread, less products on the shelves in our grocery stores. And that also starts trailing over into other products, grains that feed our livestock, and that'll have an impact to those folks who are raising the livestock. And at the same time, we all can see that, thank the good Lord, he gave us a little shot of rain here a few days ago, and that's going to help some of the North Slope's grasses grow. It's going to help some of the swale grasses grow, and it gives some more capacity for the folks raising livestock. But with limited forage and limited hay and high cost for grains and high cost for hay, people will have to start selling sooner than they wanted to. That means the stockpile of food won't be systematically there like we normally have, so there will be shortages.
So is that a big concern?
Yeah, we need water storage. Oh, it's a huge...
How about the issue, as you mentioned, taking some of the land out of production? Is that something you're concerned about?
I'm extremely concerned about it. You know, we can always debate, you know, is this the right type of crop that's being grown here or the wrong type of crops. We can have that type of debate, but taking it completely off the table, fertile, valuable soils that could be growing our foods and have a sustainability here, have a healthy product and a secure product, I think that's important to us, because I think you and I have talked this on the show before. When we get foods from other countries, we don't know what they're feeding. We don't know how they're treating those crops that are being grown. We can say that we want it a certain way, but we don't know for sure. So I think having a reliable, healthy, safe, secure food source right here grown in America is our best plan.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.